Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The makers of Black Label Zinc understand you didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Label Zinc uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Label Zinc. It's phosphate done better.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
This week, we've spent a lot of time on a couple of topics, wildfires as well as the Oklahoma Youth Expo. On that first topic, wildfire relief, the Woodward Livestock Market stopping their regular auction yesterday at midday and auctioning off several things, some cattle, some feed as well, and they ended up raising $91,000 for wildfire relief. That money will be going into the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation fund that'll be distributed back out to ranchers hit hard by these wildfires that started back on the 6th of March. As for the Oklahoma Youth Expo, big news coming out just ahead of the Grand Champion Drive last night. Bob Funk of Express Ranches and Express Personnel indicating he's going to give $5 million if it can be matched for an endowment to keep OYE running for all the years to come.
I've been thinking for the last 15 years how we could keep this going, and I really want the young people of Oklahoma to know how much we appreciate them and how much we're willing to give them for the effort that they put in. And this show is just a tremendous show for the kids. It's a tremendous show for the parents and the grandparents and the families. And so I hope that this will help perpetuate the family environment and the values and the hard work and the work ethic that's so important to our young people of America and to all the people of America, and particularly those who need a job. And we try and find a job for every person and person for every job. And these young people are going to be our future, I believe, in Oklahoma and the United States of America.
Bob Funk of Express Personnel, Express Ranches, with his desire to perpetuate the Oklahoma Youth Expo for decades to come, his $5 million pledge will be matched through a campaign over the next 5 years that they're going to be calling Onward OYE. Grand Champion Animals selected last night after that big announcement. Grand Champion Steer was the top Kianea, shown by Tommy Glover. Elgin 4-H Reserve was the champion crossbred, shown by Seth Tucker. Lindsay FFA. Grand Champion Hog, shown by Addison Thompson from Noble 4-H. Top Hampshire Reserve. Hampshire was also the reserve grand champion of the show, shown by Faith Palmer from McCurtain County 4-H. Grand Champion Lamb, shown by Lydia Stryker, Yukon FFA. The reserve was shown by Camden Urban, Mountain View Godibo FFA. The Grand Champion Market Goat, shown by Bree Taylor from Kingfisher FFA. The reserve Grand Champion Goat, shown by Coda Oler of Garber FFA. These animals will lead off the sale of champions that starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon at State Fair Park. You've got farm news on Ron.
Mark your calendars. It's the 18th annual Pollard Farms Bull Sale Saturday, March 18th at the ranch in Wacomas, Oklahoma, located 1 mile east of Highway 81 on Wood Road. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 100 home-raised serviced-aged Angus bulls, complete with genomically enhanced EPDs. Free delivery offered on multiple bull purchases within 250 miles. For more information or to request a sale book, contact sale manager Matt Sims at 405-641-6081 or visit pollardfarms.com. That's the Pollard Farms Bull Sale.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.